several Sundays, so you're familiar with what's going on there. When the true worshipers, therefore there are false worshipers, and a great deal of worship is false, shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. And we have dealt with that. Now, for such people, the Father, God the Father, seeks to be His worshipers. The Greek is even more dramatic in this regard. The Greek actually says, in fact, the Father seeks such. The NIV translates it, kind of worshipers. The seeking here is in the present tense in the Greek, and it's throughout all the church age, through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. God the Father is seeking. Today, He is seeking these kinds of people. Most people want to worship Him in the realm of doing for Him. They want Him to accept what they do. He is looking for a different breed of people. Most people want to figure everything out from their IQ, their ability to understand and comprehend, namely the law. The law namely deals with our life on earth, and therefore most people have the whole Christian life related to the mineral aspect, the aspect of being in the flesh. All right, so he seeks, and then we have such, and we've looked at this word, such a kind. Here it's a peculiar, a rare breed. Any of these kind of words would be a proper translation of what we have here. A rare breed who dare to be saved simply by trusting Him, restored simply by trusting Him, move into that spiritual realm in the only way that we can, and to worship by faith. We've looked at Titus 2:14, Galatians 5:1, 2 Corinthians 3. We see the freedom that Christ has set us free in the Galatians 1, and the spiritual realm of liberty, the descending of the Holy Spirit. For where the Holy Spirit is, there is liberty. So he's looking for those kind of people who will come to him initially in the Spirit, and that is spiritually. Christ set us free in liberty. The Holy Spirit sets us free. We worship in that liberty. It's very difficult to live in liberty, as we have noted, but taking it from the political realm and trying to see the eyes into the spiritual. Most people cannot handle liberty, political economic liberty, political economic freedom, political economic laissez-faire capitalism. Very few people can really handle that. It's a rare breed. It's a rare breed of human being, and just the flow of human history. It's a rare breed of human being who will live in freedom from the womb to the grave, who wants their own freedom and liberty to live their own life. They don't want the government taking care of them. There will be failures. There will be all kinds of things. Okay, I'll handle that. Most people eventually move to the point they want the government or somebody take care of me, take care of my education, hospitalization, just take care of so many things so I don't have to. And we slowly vote away. More, if you had it to begin with, in America, I'm using this analogy, vote away so many of our freedoms. Some countries, as we're experiencing right now in Russia, it's just impossible, in quotes, to teach these people liberty. They have century of non-liberty. And the comprehension of liberty is beyond even their understanding of things. In some cases, some of your children who will go out and put up a lemonade stand have a superior understanding of liberty, freedom, capitalism than many people in Russia who can't comprehend what you're doing there. So it's very difficult. Now, in the spiritual realm, it's even more difficult. But God is not seeking those who are dependent upon their own doing. He is looking for those who will simply trust Him and live by that faith. To live by sight means I know this and this, and I have these rules and these rules guiding and this, and if you do this, you're saved. If you do this, you do this. And everything is structured and controlled. Whereas in liberty and freedom, it is not. So verse 23, but an hour is coming now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such people, the Father seeks to be His worshipers. Now, why is this true? why must we worship Him in spirit and truth? Okay, verse 24. Verse 24 explains the why we worship in spirit and truth. Verse 24, God is spirit. So, people, I could just spend months, probably years, if we just really wanted to do it really correctly on that statement. It's overwhelming when we think about the difference.